live from Bella Notte Restaurante in beautiful downtown. News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Yeah. Next week at this time, it'll be light out. We will fall back. We'll be light out next week at this time.
When is it?
Next Sunday, we fall back, right?
I know.
So it'll be an hour later, and it'll be light out.
I let you keep track of that, Rick.
Well, I do. This is also next month is the last show for the year. I mean, where does time go? It goes by too fast, doesn't it? Something's wrong out there. I cannot believe next month is the last show, and it's less than 60 days until Christmas.
No.
Yeah, less than 60 days until Christmas. So, fun time of year, though. Really a fun time of year. Great time of year. Football, holidays.
Yeah.
Greg O'Connor. What more could you want? What do we have going today, Greg?
We've got the chamber here.
The chamber's here today?
The chamber's here today.
All right. We have United Way here today.
We have Michigan Community Credit Union, full force.
Yeah, two people here today from there.
Sylvan Learning Center, AARP, Michigan.
All right. So we're going to start off.
United Way.
We're going to start off United Way today?
All right. United Way of Jackson County.
I think we're kind of going in and out in this microphone, but whatever. So Ken Toll, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Excellent. Thank you. Excellent.
So this is getting towards the, the boat's coming in. The boat's coming in. I knew that boat was coming in, too. I love it when the boat comes in.
That Grand River.
That's here. The freighter's here. So, Ken, November is coming around the corner here.
Yep.
Getting towards the end of the United Way, right?
We're doing great. We are in high-speed mode, and we'll be glad when the calendar year's over because that means things start to slow down a little bit in our shop. But, it's full press until the holidays right now.
No kidding. So you're saying full speed. What are you doing right now? What's going on?
Well, we're talking to any workplace that will let us in to talk to their employees. That's how the United Way started. Is that me?
Barge is coming again. Wouldn't it be fun if there was a big boat coming in right now?
It'd
be a miracle.
Are we clear?
I'm not sure. This microphone kind of comes in, it kind of goes out, but we'll keep talking.
All right. Well, we go in any workplace that will have us and make our case. A lot of people don't realize this, but United Way started from the old community chess. And so when you're playing Monopoly and everybody puts a couple hundred bucks in the middle for the good of the community, and then you draw a card that says you're a widow or an orphan or whatever, take the community chess. That was our how we started. That's how the business model works. And we continue to do that today. So we are raising funds from the community. That happens mostly in businesses. But if you're an individual and your workplace doesn't come around and say, please support the community through United Way, you can do it directly. You can do it through our website, uwjackson.org. You can give us a call. We can set up a monthly bill on your credit card, on your checking account, however you want to do it. We can even send you an invoice. But we want you to participate in philanthropy, because if everyone helps build a community, everybody gives a couple of bucks, you can feel really good about that. And together we can make a big difference.
Let me ask you a question, not to regress. When you said about the community chess, I remember that name. Was that a national organization or was that a local organization?
Well, community chess popped up all over the place during the World Wars, World War I and World War II. And they all called themselves community chess because they were losing a lot of employees. They were losing a lot of able-bodied young men and creating a lot of widows and orphans behind them. And so pretty much every community started a community chess. And after World War II, communities said, we still have these issues. We still have people who need help with education. We still have widows. We still have orphans. So they morphed into something that wasn't related to war, and most of them adopted the United Way brand. The brand really came about in the 60s and 70s, where they said, let's create a national association, and we can do things smarter if we're linked together as community chess instead of each one trying to figure this out alone. So they created the National Way brand, the United Way brand that way.
It's interesting. History lesson for the day.
There you go.
I never knew that. That is interesting. So, you count on, obviously, people that participate and companies that lead the charge so that they can get all their people that work there.
Sure.
And I know that consumers, once again, has done an outstanding job and really notched it up again. and right. which is a great thing. So yeah, so tell me about some of the companies. And you have any new companies this year participating?
Yeah, we got some new companies. Aladdin Electric decided to run a campaign this year. A couple others have stepped up and rejuvenated, running really hard right now. We've got some interesting competitions between companies. If you're coming in new, we always try to set you up with sort of a mentor company that's done it before and can give you some tips. And that's how we got Tech and Mackey doing a great challenge last year. And that's still rolling along. So some interesting new stuff going on, but really we're working our mainstays right now. And we've just been joined by Ted Yikimoff, who's here from Consumers. I'd like Ted to talk a little bit more about what Consumers did this year.
Good morning.
Morning, Ted.
Yeah, we're real excited this year. We just completed our campaign, and we brought in a little over $850,000 from our employee campaign. And then with our...
Wow.
Thank you. Very pleased. Our executive sponsor was Brian Rich this year. He was involved in most, if not all, of the activities that we had, the Coney Challenge, a lot of other silent auction, a lot of great events that we had this year. So we're really pleased. Over $1 million between our employee campaign as well as our company contribution of $200,000.
Did you participate? The main question here everybody wants to know, did you participate in the Coney Challenge?
I did not participate, but as I understand it, we had 300 hot dogs, 600 hot dogs, okay, and those were gone within an hour. We ran out, we had so many
Did 10 people eat, is that how many 10 people ate those 600 hot dogs?
I think there was, it had a lot of involvement at the company, much more than we had in the past in terms of all the different activities.
Did you eat hot dogs, Freddie?
Yes, I did.
Freddie <Freddie Danza. laughs> I bet you can eat hot dogs too, brother. No. Was Carl there this year? Did Carl come down and eat hot dogs?
I did not see him.
He usually comes down there. But so what have you guys? How come you guys do such a good job at raising money at Consumers? $850,000 came directly from the employees. $200,000 for the company. Right.
Again, you know, it was the executive sponsor leadership from Brian Rich. Much more involvement at the executive ranks. Was engaged. We also had a proud to wear the colors run at the racetrack down here, where we had a walk or a run where employees had the paint deal where they could the powder paint where we could do that. And that was that worked out real well. And I think from our Coney challenge that we had, we brought in over $20,000. And last year, I think it was like $5,000. So just tremendous amount of outpouring and support from employees in the company. And a lot of people in the company just stepped up to truly be the one, which is kind of the theme this year. So we're real pleased.
That's fantastic. You guys lead the charge. We're up at $850,000. We're looking for around $2 million for a total raise, and you guys are almost half of that. We're lucky to have you here. We're really lucky to have you lead that for the rest of us. So the rest of us need to step up, right, Ken?
Yeah, absolutely. Consumers really lays it down every year. But, you know, they do that because they expect everybody else to step up and help the community as well. It's almost like a challenge grant. And when somebody puts a foundation, puts a dollar out there and says, give us a dollar and we'll match it, that's kind of what Consumers does with United Way. Their employees step up first and say, we're putting $850,000 of our own cash out there because we want to build a community. But we hope everybody else steps up too. I think one of the reasons Consumers is so successful is because they really take the time to look at the need. And we get to go in there and talk to their employees every single year. And their employees are directly engaged in a lot of our initiatives. They've got mentors doing Energizing Ed. We have over 150 mentors now who are trained to do energizing education. They're going into schools every week reading to kids, and 99% of those kids are improving dramatically in their reading levels. So the Consumers employees are seeing that firsthand. They're talking about it with their peers. They're saying, there's something really special happening with these United Way programs. I'm supporting it, and I hope you do too, and that's all it takes. Everyone gives generously in this town if they understand that it's making a difference. And if you look at United Way, you'll see we're making a huge difference everywhere we go.
You know, when you say everybody's making a difference, is there a fact sheet you ever put out about the difference that United Way is doing?
Well, good question. We put out a report card this year. It was our first time to try to consolidate some metrics, and it's not perfect, but we put one on everyone's table. You can see there's a kid doing a fist pump on one page, but on the back there's stats about education, financial stability, and health. And it features just a few of our programs, but you can see, for example, that with Energizing Ed, kids are going up an average of 6.82 reading levels with their mentor in just 1 year. Big, big gains that they test with every single week. Or in financial stability, 94% of people who needed utility assistance avoided that shutoff and got their service restored through a United Way funding program. So we measure everything we do, and our programs report back to us. And this is the first time we've been able to consolidate them into sort of a snapshot report card. When you look at the numbers, you can see we're helping thousands and thousands of people in really meaningful ways.
That's really great. It's kind of nice to see your money working. Not just supporting something, but actually doing the work. So, that's great. We really appreciate what United Way is doing. I know the campaign's coming towards an end, and we need people, everybody, to step up and finish their campaigns, and those that haven't done it to also step up. So, thanks, Ken, and thanks to United Way and all that they do out there. Thank you very much. Greg, are you going to speak?
Maybe. Michigan Community Credit Union is here with Tim Walls.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Tim, you are a forward-thinking credit union.
How
about that? What does that mean?
Yeah, you're supposed to talk about business after hours with me, not about forward-thinking.
I want to know what forward-thinking.
Oh, my gosh. Hey,
where'd that come from?
Was that Jessica?
That was supposed to be Jess, but...
Well, give her the mic.
All right. Tim. Well, let me introduce you to Jessica Webb.
Okay.
Rock star over here.
Hi, Jessica.
Good morning. Yes, we're forward-thinking. We're always looking for new ideas and implementing ideas into the community. So we have a couple of things going on right now. Right now we have a green checking promotion. It's a paperless checking, you know, keep the earth clean. So everything about it is free. It's free checking with no minimum balance required. We have competitive dividends credited monthly and a balance plus. We have a 1.75 bonus dividend with that checking right now, which is really big.
Sweet.
Yep. And you get a free MasterCard, free online banking, free text banking, and e-statements in MyPay. So everything about it's free and everything about it's paperless. So it's great how to, you know, keep the community clean and keep the earth clean. So come see us about our green checking.
So you guys are giving away a car?
We're giving away a car?
Are you giving away a car?
Not. We already did that this summer.
Oh, you did that? Okay.
Not another car.
Not another one.
You have another car?
Well, we have a what's called Find the Fiesta that we just purchased. Yeah.
Okay.
Find the Fiesta, we got it to engage with the community. It's our community credit union car. If you see it out and about, we encourage the community to use the hashtag that's on the side of the car to engage with us on social media, and you can win a gift card. So if you're out and about and see it, you want to look for the hashtag. It's hashtag Find
the Fiesta. You're not giving that away then?
We're not giving it away, and honestly, I don't know if anybody's going to want it. It's kind of tiny.
Maybe they should.
Yes, it's economical. So, but it's bright green. I mean, you can't miss it. We drive it around the community all the time. We take it to our events. We take it out to, you know, just whenever an employee is out to do public errands or visit a member, we take it with us. So we encourage everybody to look for that. And, you know, the chances of winning right now are pretty big because nobody's used the hashtag. So I expect everybody in here to use the hashtag when you see it. So
how does Michigan Community Credit Union stand out?
How do we stand out?
Yeah.
We're really engaged in our community. Our whole focus is education and innovation. We educate our members. We educate the community. We're really focused on educating our members on using their finances and how to use their finances to make smart decisions. So that's how we feel that we're making a difference in our community.
You were at Jaxpo. How did that go?
Jaxpo was great.
It looked like you were having fun.
Yeah, we did our, it was back to saving for the future. It was back to the future theme. We engaged with a lot of people that came through. You know, we had a great time. I don't think any of us could complain about it, so.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Tim, you ready?
It was a long, long day for me. I will tell you that. I was there early morning.
Yeah.
I just threw the microphone back. Hey, good morning, Greg. Talking about forward-thinking credit unions this morning. Well, I'm still trying to process. Emotionally, I'm a little shaken this morning because we were sitting here, and I told my colleague, Beth, I said, you know, Beth, I'm a little bit nervous this morning, you know. She said, don't worry, Tim, you've got the perfect face for radio.
Beautiful.
I said, well, I don't know how I feel about that, Beth. But
I don't think that's true.
I don't know. Yeah, so.
So what's going on?
Well, we just love this time of year, you know, It's kind of towards the end of the year. You can see if you had a good year.
Did you have a good year?
We've had a great year.
Okay.
Yep.
So better than good.
Better than good.
Good.
We're not for profit, right? So our goal isn't to necessarily post the biggest net income at the end of every year.
It's to help more people, to get more loans out there, to raise our deposit balances so we can help more people. And that's exactly what we've been able to do this year. Loans are up really, really well. Deposits are up. People are taking advantage of our new remote deposit capture and all that fun stuff. So it's been a great year. Being in the lending side, I always like it when our borrowers pay back their loans. And that seems to be going fairly well this year.
That's
so
good.
That's always a plus.
I thought you were a nonprofit.
Well, you still have to keep the doors open, you know? Yeah. So, no, it's been a great year.
You got to pay the consumers, Bill.
Oh, I didn't think about that. So they can do the Pay United Way. I guess
you have to pay the consumers. You have to put gas in the Fiesta to drive around, you know?
With the hashtag.
With the hashtag on it. All those important things. So we really had a good year. We're coming up on November, which is, of course, Thanksgiving, as everybody knows. One of the things that the credit union has done for, I think this is our fifth year, has done the November Business After Hours, which this year will be November 19th. And it's our version of giving thanks to the community. So giving thanks to the community for choosing to bank with us, giving thanks to our members, and in particular giving thanks to the chamber for the relationship that we have with them throughout the year. So
what do you have planned?
Oh, boy. Well, it's November 19th from 5 to 7. And since it's right near Thanksgiving, we've tried to do the whole Thanksgiving feast through heavy appetizers. So we have like warm turkey sliders and a carving station, potato pierogies. We have the hot stuffing bites. We've got all sorts of stuff. Squash bisque.
And about squash bisque?
Squash bisque.
No.
Yuck.
I did not vote.
Wow.
I did not vote for squash bisque, but it
can't stand squash.
It's tradition, though, right? I mean, apparently a lot of people eat squash bisque at Thanksgiving.
I guess so.
And then, of course, a bunch of desserts. And we always try to, you know, mix it up a little bit. So last year we had a special spiced hot cider, which was pretty tasty. And so we'll do something fun again this year. And 2016 will be our 80th anniversary. So it's kind of the end of a celebration of a good year and kind of roll out into the 80th anniversary celebration.
They said it went last.
November 19th, so November Business After 19th, Hours.
Business
That's
after
at Parnell?
Hours. It's at Parnell.
Jennifer Shoemaker from Sylvan.
Yeah, I know that you do everything from the, like you say, the basics to ACT and SAT scores.
Correct, and yeah, we've even started some new classes that are STEM-based, so robotics, coding, as well as fundamental math, or sorry, not fundamental, but extracurricular math program. So it's designed to be fun while kids are learning math. So teaching them that math is not always boring. We can actually play some games with math and enjoy it.
So tell us, what's a typical student? What are you looking for in a typical student to come?
Our typical student comes in with, usually parents call because they're concerned. Something's going on either at school or at home. A lot of times we hear homework is an issue. And when parents have an issue with homework, that is, they say, help, I can't do it. I need someone else. Yeah. So our typical student does come in for either math or reading, sometimes both. And most of our students are in the range from mid to late elementary and middle school. We do have several high schoolers as well as some younger kids. But our average student is in that fourth grade to seventh grade at range.
Well, you know, I like you said, something about SAT, ACT, I know you help with that. Did you ever take that, Greg? Did you ever take one of those back in the day?
I did.
I did too. And thank God I was accepted in college before they got my results from
it.
Because I tell you, I don't think we had Sylvan back then because I needed that help on
those
that.
Those aren't fun.
Ah, not for guys like you and me, you know. But
speak for yourself.
We resemble that remark. But so you've actually got the classes so kids can come in there before they take this test.
We do, yeah. And a lot of times the kids have already taken a test once and they didn't like their score, so they want to try again for a better score. Or they only want to take that test once, so they want to get their best possible score the first time through. And we do offer both ACT and SAT prep groups, because the state of Michigan is changing to the SAT as part of the Michigan Merit Exam. So that change is happening this spring. So we are going to be offering a prep group for that as well. But we'll still be offering ACT prep groups for those kiddos that still want to take both tests.
Now, is there any, I know that you charge for this, obviously.
Right.
Is there any way that somebody that can't afford it, is there any kind of funds out there or anything for that?
We do have some programs where we can make it much more affordable for them, and they can pay on, you know, different terms. So if they want to pay just a couple hundred a month as opposed to, you know, pay it all up front, that's perfectly fine. We can do some financing plans for them.
I see. Okay, yeah, because I mean, I really do believe it. Like I said, I've had even some grandchildren, and you hate to think of a child who gets in a class and falls behind. That'd be tough. You know, that's got to be tough emotionally for that child and everything else.
Right.
And you help, and you've got a success ratio that's incredible, don't you?
We do. Most of our students see a year's worth of growth or more in less than 6 months.
In less than 6 months. It's kind of like, I think when United Way talks, this reading program be the same type of thing whereby, you know, it's just somebody mentoring these kids that jumped, I can't remember what it was, like six times or whatever it was out there.
Yeah.
It is amazing, just a little bit of attention with these kids, how much they can improve and then set their stage for the rest of their life, really.
It is, and it's something that classrooms alone aren't always able to do because they can't always individualize that attention. So it's something extra that we're able to give that boost to kids, individualize their program for them, and give them what they need that they just can't always get in a classroom because those classroom teachers, they are busy people.
Can you give us a really success story out there?
Oh, I have a couple really great ones. One of my favorite ones, I had a student who was in third grade. And this was a few years ago, so he's a little bit older than third grade now, but he was struggling. He was at almost a kindergarten level, so early first grade, late kindergarten level reading and math. He came to us, and within about 3.5 months, he was reading at grade level, switched to a math program, and without even any support in math, he had already gained a year and a half's worth of growth in math just with bringing his reading up. So in less than a year, he had brought himself up above grade level, and that's a little third grader.
How's he doing today? Do you know?
I don't know. No, sometimes that's the hardest part. We don't always hear from families that are pleased. We hear from families that, you know, hey, we're having this issue now, but we don't always hear from those happy families. So we love to hear from them and find out how well their kids are doing now.
So you've got, again, these kids from 4.5 to however old.
Right.
And how do you coordinate all that? Is it done through a computer now? Do you like computers, tech training things?
We do have computers, but it also is a lot of paying attention.
What are you laughing at back there, Jeff? This is superintendent. Why don't they have computers? I understand them. I didn't mean it that way. I meant just, it seems like you could teach kids almost through games now. You know,
right. And that is part of what we do is make sure we make that learning time fun for them so that they enjoy it.
Yeah.
But we also have some fantastic teachers that work for us, and that just makes a huge difference to ensure that the kids are getting what they need.
And also, don't you give away things, too, that you come in and don't you earn points?
We do. And actually, whenever the kids come in, they get tokens. And those tokens, they can save them in their checkbook. The little ones have a really hard time saving those tokens in their checkbook. But we do have a store that we use, and that's kids can buy their prizes from there and kind of get rewarded for learning.
Jennifer, we have a huge emphasis right now on reading third grade into fourth grade.
Yes.
What are you guys seeing?
I am seeing parents starting to call earlier and catching those concerns in pre-kindergarten and kindergarten as opposed to waiting till it's about fourth or fifth grade and then their kids are really struggling. I'm hearing a lot of parents calling and saying, my first grader doesn't really know their alphabet sounds yet, and I think they should. Yep, they probably should. So let's take a look and see what we can do. So I'm getting phone calls a lot earlier now.
I think there's a push on now not to just pass these kids on into the fourth grade.
Right. There is. And that is helpful and crucial. And that's something that a lot of parents didn't always pay attention to. But now that they're hearing in the news, hey, we're not always going to just pass your kid along if they can't do well in the classroom. And I think a lot of parents are starting to hear that and starting to catch those concerns a little earlier.
Is that your number one subject, reading?
Reading is what we do see a lot of. Most of our families call us for math, and we take a quick look at, you know, reading and math when they first come in for an assessment. And we find that, hey, reading's a little low too. Do we want to tackle that a little bit too? So we do get a lot of families who say, oh, I didn't realize reading was really that big of a concern. So we are able to help support that too.
So people call you and get a counseling session? Is that how it works?
Sometimes that is exactly how it works. Yeah. Yeah. People call us and we do either offer them a free consultation where they can just come and sit down with me and go over what our options are and what's going to fit their family best. And then we do go the next step is an assessment where we evaluate the student and get a good idea of where they're at with math and reading both so we can get a good grasp on what the next step would be from there.
So if you have a concern, call Jennifer.
Absolutely. Please do.
At this number.
787-9180.
And you're on the internet.
We are. Please check
us out computers.
On the internet. Facebook. Yep, we got
Facebook,
computers.
Facebook, wow, they're everywhere.
We have Twitter.
Twitter. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Jennifer Shoemaker from Sylvan. Take a break for the news. And we'll be back.